The outrage over George Floyd's killing came to West Philadelphia yesterday, and things quickly boiled over.
Someone I don't know took the brick and busted the cop's window out, just took the car down. Nobody was in it.
The crowd was mixed with protesters and looters who destroyed a police cruiser and broke into a Foot Locker store. Police officers wasted no time in responding.
They just shot the tear gas out in the rubber bullets. And they had, what's that big truck with the army looking thing?
Like the SWAT truck?
Yes.
This was happening on 52nd Street, a commercial corridor that serves a predominantly black neighborhood. And that frustrated some of the neighbors who lived there.
And it's sad. It's really sad, like what they're doing. Because all our stores closed and shut down early where we live at. And we can't get the things that we need now because of the BS that they're up there doing.
But then last night, something surprising happened. Councilperson Jamie Gauthier showed up, listened to protesters, and calmed tensions with just one phone call. I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. I talked to Jamie Gauthier this morning after she'd helped with the cleanup on 52nd Street. This whole unfolding of the George Floyd killing and Ahmaud Arbery before that, it has just been absolutely horrifying for everyone. But I think I could speak for myself as a black woman, especially for black people who have seen black men and women die at the hands of the police over and over again. How personal is this for you?
Very personal. I have two sons, and whenever these killings happen, I imagine, you know, what if this was my boys, you know? They went out, and instead of a policeman seeing them as the bright young men that they are, they see them in you know, as a dangerous person, as someone they have to approach, as we've seen in many of these police killings.
Yeah. So when you heard about the protests happening on 52nd Street, what made you decide to go?
Well, it's my district. And so I felt a need to see what was going on for myself. And I recognized that there were a lot of young people out there, and I was very concerned about them getting hurt. And I wanted to try to be there to see, you know, if I could help to make things more peaceful.
And so when you got there, what did you see?
I was out on 52nd Street a couple of times yesterday, and each time that I was out there, there was a different tone. So the first time that I got to the corridor in the late afternoon, there was a sort of a standoff between a lot of young people that were out there and the police. The young people were throwing bricks and other items at the police, and as they kind of ramped up that activity, the police ramped up a lot and brought tanks out to the corridor. There was tear gas set off. There were rubber bullets shot. And then there was a lot going on with the young people too. There was looting on the corridor. There were cars being set on fire. So it was like chaos. It was like chaos. Mm. It felt very dangerous. And so I winded up leaving because it was out of control at one point. I came back to the corridor a little later at the request of the police inspector. I think they were trying to, you know, think through, you know, what to do to end things peacefully. And they asked if I could come out and talk to some of the young people who were out there. When I got out there, the young people that were there were peaceful protesters. They weren't throwing anything. They weren't looting. and they really wanted to voice their concerns around police violence and the way that police interact within their communities. And so they were angry, but they wanted to talk. And so I started to ask them, you know, what they wanted that night and what it would take for them to get out of there and get home safely. And they really wanted to be heard, and they told me that they wanted the mayor to come. And I think, you know, that request was made because they felt if they left that protest that no one would listen to them again. And so they were not willing to leave without getting their kind of their demands out in the open and feeling like they would be taken seriously. And so they requested that the mayor come out in person, and I let them know. I didn't know if I would be able to make that happen at that moment in time, but I would do my best to get the mayor on the phone. And I called the managing director, and I made the request. And
the mayor's on the phone for you, and he wants to hear what you want.
He was on the phone on speaker, and the young people talked to him.
You want to be, when the cops go home, we live in this community, and we want them to get out.
This is Kenny?
Yeah.
Hey, Doc.
You know, they told him that they wanted more resources invested in their neighborhoods, and they told him that they wanted more accountability from police, and that they wanted police to engage in their communities in a way that was more respectful of them as people. And, you know, they probably talked to the mayor for 10 minutes or so, and even after that, we were discussing what it would take to get them to go home that night. And they asked for a follow-up meeting. They said they wanted to do a follow-up meeting with me and the police captains and also State Representative McClinton, who was out on the corridor with me.
That would be Joanna McClinton, right?
Yes, Joanna McClinton was out there as well.
So what happened after the call? Did you guys set up a follow-up meeting?
We set up a follow-up meeting for next Sunday in Malcolm X Park, and I hope that they come. I hope those young people come because I'll be there, and I'll have the police captains there as well.
Will Mayor Kenney be at this meeting next week?
I will request. I mean, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to him about it, frankly, but I'll invite him, you know. When I was on the corridor earlier in the afternoon, it was terrifying and it was scary.
Yeah.
When I was on the corridor talking to these young people, that actually was a bright spot in all of this because it was a reminder of why we do what we do and why we need to make change. Those kids deserve it, right? So I hope the mayor comes out to experience that as well.
Because when it comes down to it, Councilwoman, it really is all about building trust with the police, with the police officers, because this has been an ongoing problem forever. I mean, building trust between the community and the police.
Yeah. I think that is a starting point. And I think that the anger that we're seeing is in large part about that, but I also think it's about other things. It's about giving our communities police when we need to be giving them good schools, and giving them police when we need to be making sure that people have safe housing to live in. It's about figuring out that our neighborhoods don't just need to be policed, they need to be invested in. Our young people need to be invested in. That's how we get out of this.
What impact do you think getting the mayor on the phone in real time in that moment, what impact do you think that had? Did that diffuse things?
Helps to diffuse things. I think it served the purpose of, one, letting them know that I was in the moment with them, and then I would take them seriously and use some of my power to get other people to listen to them too. So I think that was a piece of it. I think they really genuinely wanted to talk to the mayor. And I think it helped to build trust between us in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Did everybody go home after that? Did things calm down?
We talked for a while, but eventually, yes, that group of young people dispersed.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. I'm talking to councilperson Jamie Gauthier about the police brutality protests that happened in her district in West Philadelphia yesterday. What do you make of how the police have responded over the weekend, especially in your district neighborhoods where tear gas was used on people?
To some degree, I know that the police are working to respond to something that they probably didn't expect, and they're being overwhelmed. To another degree, as a community member, to have like tanks coming into the neighborhood, spraying tear gas, to have, you know, riot police, you know, with paramilitary gear, it is absolutely terrifying, and it does not, it kind of decreases the chance that you can have a conversation.
So, you know, 52nd Street has been undergoing all kinds of changes for as long as I've been in Philadelphia. I understand it used to be a thriving commercial corridor, but then, you know, with its history of redlining and other things, and then that SEPTA project that seemed to take forever, you know, contribute to its struggling. And now this, you know, with the damage done to some of the businesses, do you think that's going to set the corridor back even more?
I hope not. You know, when I was out there earlier, there were so many people out there because 52nd Street is beloved. And so the same way I hope we come out today, I hope we continue to support the small businesses that are there. I'm going to do everything in my power with, you know, the nonprofits working out there to get city resources to the small businesses who need it. And I hope that we can also engage residents, new and old, you know, young and old, in a conversation around how the neighborhood is changing, and how that should be reflected on the corridor. So I think we can come back from this. I think we can come back from this. And I think we can build something, you know, even greater, that acknowledges everybody who's there and also acknowledges the pain and trauma that Black people have experienced in our city. So I'm hopeful that today is the start of us rebuilding in a number of ways, a physical perspective, but also from a community perspective too.
Have you talked to any of the business owners today? What are you hearing from them?
There were a few folks out on the corridor. Mostly folks are busying themselves with putting their, you know, shops back together. So we didn't have any, you know, any substantive conversation beyond just cleaning up. But I plan to be out there and giving assistance as well.
Well, let me ask you something about the looting situation. Do you think that there is ever an instance where looting can be justified?
I'm not going to justify looting, and certainly looting is damaging to our communities and to our small businesses. So, no, I'm not going to justify or condone it, but I do understand the place of anger that the rioting and the looting is coming from, and I think that's what we should be focused on. We should be focused on making sure that everyone in our community is okay, because we're all connected. And if they're not okay, then no one is okay. And so the looting, you know, has been bad for the corridors, but there's a broader point outside of the looting that I think we should be focused on here.
Which is what?
Which is we need to address the deep racial divides that have existed in the city for decades. We need to address the relationship between communities and police, and we need to break down the systems of inequity that make people feel oppressed and powerless and unvalued.
Yeah, that's a tall order. What do you think one of the first steps would be?
I think, you know, since this situation has centered around police violence, I think we need to show people, we need to show Black people and brown people in the city specifically that we're serious about addressing this issue. I think we need to talk about accountability. We need to take a look at the police contract. We need to stop just talking about this stuff and actually get it done. And that would be a first step, just a first step. Also, this is also a budget season. What has been proposed is that we cut a lot of programs that are going to help vulnerable people. I think that would be a mistake. And so I think there are clear next steps here.
Absolutely. Well, Councilwoman, I really appreciate your coming on with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jamie Gauthier is a Philadelphia City Council person from West Philadelphia. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. Be safe and well. We'll see you tomorrow.